The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. That's Proverbs 22, verse 4. I want you to think about that for a moment. The reward for real and true humility attached with fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. You know, a lot of folks out there will tell you that loving God is boring, that following Jesus is a real waste. But let me ask you this. If humility and fear of the Lord leads to honor and riches and life, then who is the one who is really wasting their life? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, in verses 24 through 25, then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Now, I don't know about you, but I would rather lose everything and gain Jesus than to gain the whole world and lose my soul. That's the humility and the fear of the Lord that the Scriptures calls us to. It's understanding our greatest issue, which is sin, and turning to Jesus in faith, believing and trusting upon Him as our perfect sacrifice sent by God, God's only Son, in my place on a cross for my sin. Where there was once a prior state of condemnation, spiritual poverty, and eternal death, faith in Jesus brings in the opposite. It ushers in honor and riches and everlasting life. What would you rather have, life or death? That's a matter of humility and fear of the Lord. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.